for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m., Youth Meeting, July the 6th, 2013. Carla Butad is the speaker of this service, teaching on the power of spoken words. Before Carla comes, Rebecca shares her testimony on the deception of getting tattoos.
All right, if everybody will have a seat, we've got a treat today. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for a time to come. We thank you that we have time to come and look at your word and know what you have planned for our lives, Lord. God, I thank you for people that are willing to share what's happened in their own lives so that we can know, Lord. God, I thank you for Carla, who's willing to come and speak today. I thank you for Rebecca, who's willing to come and share herself with us today. God, again, I ask for a spirit of peace to fall on this place. God, I ask for ears to be open, hearts to be open, even spiritual eyes to be open, Lord, that we will see what you have for us to see. In the name of Jesus.
Hello. I'm Rebecca. And they asked me to come and share about tattoos. I know Carla addressed and showed us how it's sin. My husband and I are pretty much covered with tattoos. And I just want to share with you what we experienced by having them. I had a friend who actually used the Bible to tell me tattoos were okay. And it's in Revelation 19, verse 16. And it says, "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And she told me that because Jesus had that written on his thigh, that it was okay for us to have things written on us. Talk about being deceived. And I love Jesus. When I was a little girl, I would actually save him a little spot in my bed. I loved him. And God was good to me. And I can tell the minute I started having those tattoos on my body, how my life with Jesus just went downhill. And it was gradual, very, very deceptive. The thing about even going into a tattoo parlor, I guess is that what they call them, is it's very demonic. And there were several that Rod and I went into. We could feel the demons in there. And we're going to get them. I'm like, we know there's demons in there. Talk about being confused. They're into witchcraft. A lot of them are. If I getting a tattoo am in blood covenant with someone, think of the person giving you that tattoo and how many blood covenants they have. And my husband worked on motorcycles, and so he bartered. And we have thousands of dollars of tattoo work on us by him trading out working on their motorcycles for tattoos, which financially, we would never have been able to afford them. So in our twisted thinking, we think, oh, what a blessing. You know, it's just amazing how confusion can come in and really give you a double mind. Last time, when was it? At the end of March, we came and I had Diane Stone pray for me. And I thought, oh, she's just going to do it. A simple little prayer, and I'll be done. She literally looked at every tattoo, prayed over every tattoo, and I felt demons leave out of my body as she prayed for each one of them. And there was not one that nothing left. I mean, each one, I felt something leave my body. She had such discernment that later when I was thinking about what she had prayed, she came against a voodoo spirit. And I'm thinking, voodoo, what would that have to do with a tattoo? But then I was thinking, and the guy who gave me my first tattoo had said, as he's doing this, they talk to you, and sharing his life, and said that he had been married in a voodoo temple.
And the light bulbs should have gone on, but they didn't. And we, in our naive, thought, oh, we can pray for these people now, you know? And I am here to warn you, please, please, don't give in to that deception. Be very wary and encourage your friends, too. You know, as you get older, and I know you can't get a tattoo till you're 18, but encourage them. Say, please don't do that. You know, I'm praying that God will give me boldness. As people tell me, you know, as I wear shirts where people get to see my tattoo, oh, I like your tattoo. I just want to shake them and say, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, you have no idea what you're doing to yourself. And my husband and I believe, could be in a much further place with God right now if we had obeyed God's word. And now we're having to go through the damage that we caused in our children's lives. And I have a daughter who was married, ran away from home at 17, and married the guy she ran away to, and she's 21 now. But there's the damage, okay? And I don't want that for anybody. Bless you. Thank you.
Sounds good with that. Okay. How is everybody? Great. How many of you are glad you came to Lake Hamilton?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Lake Hamilton. Okay, well, what I want to talk to you today about, I'm going to talk to you about two things. The first one is words. You know what words are?
Yes.
Well, you read them in a book, but they also come out of your mouth. Hi, that's a word. Good morning. Two words. But I want to tell you something about the words that come out of your mouth. And I'm going to read a couple of scriptures for you. In Genesis, y'all know when creation, how God created the earth and everything in it? How did he do that? He said, listen to this. Okay. In verse 3, Genesis 1:3, it says, and God said that there be light. And there was light. Right? Have y'all heard that before?
Yes.
Okay. In verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. See, God said it, and it was so. In verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in the dry land. And it was so. And God said, those are words out of God's mouth. Okay? Verse 11. And God said, and it was. What did he say? Let the earth bring forth vegetation. And guess what? Vegetation. And God said, in verse 20, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Fish, whales, turtles, everything in the waters. Why? Because God said, and God said. In verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle and creeping thing, the beast of the earth after its kind. And it was so. Why? Because God said. Right? Okay. In verse 26, he says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. He's talking about God the Father, God the Son, who's Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. So we are made in God's image. So if God said and it was so, and God said and it was so, and God said and it was so, what happens when we say? It will be so. Your words are very, very important. Now, when I first came to Jesus, he had me read the book of James. Because the book of James talks about your tongue. And the words out of your mouth. And I had a real problem with my tongue and my mouth. So, it says in chapter 3, James chapter 3, verse 2. How many of you ever seen a horse? Okay. Now, if that horse is out there eating grass, and you said, come here, horse. Is the horse going to come?
No.
No. They don't mind you. But if you want the horse to go where you want it to go, You put something in his mouth. A bit. It's called a bit. And James said, we put bits in horses' mouths so that they will do what we tell them to do. Right? It pinches their tongue. When you pull on that bit, ouchie, they'll go wherever you want them to go. If I twisted your ear and pinched you and moved this way, you would come with me. That's what a bit does in a horse's mouth. Then it talks about a ship. You know how big a ship is? Have you ever seen a ship? It's huge. And yet, on the very back of that ship is a little bitty paddle. And it steers that huge ship. You turn it like this, the ship goes this way. You turn it like that, the ship goes that way. A little bitty tiny thing moves that huge boat. Well, it says the horses have bits and the ships have their rudder. Even so, the tongue, see how little my tongue is compared to my whole body? Little. It says it's a little member of your body. Your hand is a member. Your feet are members. Your arms and legs are called members of your body. The tongue, little bitty member. But guess what? It says that it boasts great things. And behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. You know, last night there were a bunch of fire trucks out there. Did y'all see them?
Yeah.
You know what happened? One tiny spark set some grass on fire, and then more and more, and the fire grows and grows, and so they have to call the fire department to put it out. Well, James tells us that our tongue is just like a little fire. It says, verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. So you have a fire in your mouth. Right there. It says, a world of iniquity. There can be much evil in your tongue. So, it also says that it can defile your whole body. Your tongue can make your whole body evil. Yesterday, I think Miss Jerry McGee talked about your eye. If you keep your eye pure, your whole body will be pure. Don't look at evil things. If you look at evil things, it can make your whole body evil. You keep your eyes on good things, your whole body will be healthy and good. It's so it is with the tongue. So, it says that the tongue sets on fire the course of nature. You know what that means? You know what the course of nature is? There are laws in the earth. Y'all know what gravity is? Gravity pulls things down. So, like Jerry showed y'all this morning, y'all weren't in here, but this is kind of what she did. Let me get a little piece of paper. Here's gravity. What goes up goes down. That's a law of gravity. That is a course of nature in the natural world. But your tongue can set on fire the course of nature in the spiritual realm. The Bible says in Proverbs that your tongue, with the tongue, there is life and death in the tongue. You can speak words of life, and that's good. Or you can speak words of death, and that's bad. You can do good with your tongue, or you can do evil. Remember the other night I talked about those two paths? You can use your tongue for Satan, or you can use your tongue for Jesus. So, I want you to know, have you ever seen in a cartoon, one comes to my mind, the Roadrunner. Have you ever seen the Roadrunner? He was always just getting, I don't know if it was the Roadrunner that was always blowing up the rabbit or the rabbit always blowing up the Roadrunner. But the coyote, it's been a long time. But anyway, he would always have some dynamite, right? Always had dynamite. So it's like a firecracker. Y'all know what firecrackers are, don't you? Well, there's a little string on that firecracker. And when you light a match to it, it goes, right? This is what your tongue does. It sets on fire a course of nature, the way things will go. So, when I was a very young girl, probably about y'all's age, some of you, My mother was cooking on the stove, and y'all probably won't know what Pyrex is, but it's glass, and it's a special kind of glass that you can put right on the fire of the stove, and you can boil water in it. And that doesn't seem like that should happen. If you understand about, usually when you boil water, you have to have a pot, like a heavy metal pot of some kind. But this was glass. It was special glass that you could cook on. So it was boiling, water was boiling in this glass pot. And my cousin walked up, and she's looking at that water boiling in that pot. And she said, "I just don't see how that water can boil in that glass pot. Seems like that glass would break. Didn't it seem like that glass would break? I never saw glass on top of a stove. I didn't know you could boil water. It just seems like it would break." And it went, psh! Now that got my attention. She just kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. And with her tongue, she set on fire. She struck a match to the wick on the firecracker of that pot. And the more she said it, that pot broke. Now that is powerful. I'll tell you another thing. When I was a young girl, me and my brother used to fight. Y'all fight with your brother and sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We used to fight. And you know what? The Bible tells us that you can be angry, but don't sin in your anger. Do you know what that means? When you're angry, you may have a good reason to be angry, but it's what you do with that anger that makes it sin or not. And I would get really, really mad at my brother. And one day, my grandmother was taking care of us, and she was between me and my brother because we were at each other. And I was looking around my grandmother and yelling at my brother, and he was looking around her yelling at me, and I said, "Oh, go break your neck." Guess what? That very day, he was playing football behind somebody's house and fractured his neck. Now, God showed me very early on to be very careful what you say with your mouth. So I want y'all to be very careful. If you get angry with someone, go to God with your anger and forgive the person for whatever they did. Because if you set on fire, like I said, "Oh, go break your neck." It's set on fire. Fractured neck. You see how that works? So you have to be very careful. There's a lot of iniquity in your tongue. It says, with our tongues, see, we're in church, and we bless God, and we bless each other, and then we get out in the world and say ugly things. And the word says, does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? When you go back there to that water fountain, sometimes it's not water and sometimes it's salt water. That doesn't happen, does it? The fountain has cool, good water. But our mouths are like a fountain. And we should not say good things and bad things out of our mouth. He says, that ought not be. So I want you to be very, very careful with the words that you say. I want you to be very mindful that you don't sin in your anger. Okay? Do y'all understand now the importance of your words? We are made in God's image. And when we speak, there is power in our words. And let me tell you something else. We have angels and demons all around us. Do y'all know that? It's in the spirit realm. We can't see them. Some people have seen them, but most of us cannot see in the spirit realm the angels and the demons. Well, there are angels standing around, and they're waiting for an instruction. And you can say, "Oh, I would just love to see them be able to go to this school and do very well and be safe and all of these things." And the angels go out to help that happen. But when you say, "Oh, I don't like that kid. I hope the next time he's on his bicycle, I hope he just falls down." Well, the demons go out to set it up to happen. That's what you do with your mouth. Now, when you do it on the bad side, remember, there's the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. When you speak good things, you're serving in the kingdom of God, and when you say bad things, you're serving the devil. So be careful what you say with your mouth. Now, the second thing that I want to talk to you about, I want to teach y'all a little lesson about how to fight the devil and win. How many of you want to be a winner? When that devil comes, you want to be a winner. You want to know what to do with him. You want to know how to get rid of him. And in that respect, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about David and Goliath. Yes? Yes? That's right. It does. What you say is going to come back to you. It says whatever words that you speak with your tongue, you're going to eat the fruit of it. Yeah. So you want good things, right? Keep that tongue saying good things. Okay? Thank you, David. Did I make that point? Okay. All right. So now we're going to talk about David and Goliath. And what I want to tell you what God taught me about how to fight the enemy when he comes. Because you know what? He doesn't just come to adults. He comes to children too. The devil is a liar, right? I want to teach you a little song about the devil. Oh, the devil is a liar. He belongs in the fire. When he comes to deceive you, his message don't receive. He is a thief. He'll kill and destroy you. But I want to tell you one thing. He cannot win. If you know how to fight him. If you don't, he can win. But you, Jesus has already won our fight. Did you know that? He's already gotten us the victory. But there is a fight to be fought. Okay, so I'm going to show you through David and Goliath how God taught me how to fight the enemy and get rid of him. You know that David was the giant. Goliath was the giant, right? Everybody was scared of Goliath. And David was a godly young man. He spent time with God. He worshiped God. He depended on God. God was his helper. When he was out there with his sheep and a bear came, he was able to kill the bear. And a lion, was it a lion? A bear and a lion. And he killed the bear and the lion. David knew the strength of his God. So when Goliath was out there with all of his big spear and his big shield, and David, it said, was small. He was a small young man. And all he had was a slingshot and 5 rocks. And this is what Goliath said to David. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air. And David, who was very strong in the Lord because he knew his God, said this to Goliath. He said, you come with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come in the name of the Lord of hosts. Remember, the power is in the name of Jesus. That's where your power is. In the name of Jesus. But he knew God, and he said, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have stood up to. This day, the Lord will deliver you, Goliath, into my hands, and I will kill you and take your head, and I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air. Now, what do you see happening here? One time, the devil had me really scared, and God gave me a dream of David and Goliath, and I was David in the dream. So whatever the devil comes to you with and is whispering in your ear that makes you afraid, you just turn it around on the devil, on him who is scaring you and threatening you. That's what you do. Because what does God say about the devil? He's a liar, right? So if the liar is saying, you don't have any friends, nobody likes you, that's what the devil would say. But you know that the devil is a liar. Would God say to you, you don't have any friends? He wants you to have friends. So if you hear something like that, What usually happens is we listen to it. And then we start thinking about it. And then it makes us feel a certain way. And then we start talking about how we feel. And we come in agreement with the devil. So when the devil comes and says, nobody likes you, you don't have any friends, and you're thinking, that's not God, that's the devil. He's a liar. So if he's telling me a lie, then the opposite of what he's telling me must be the truth. I do too have friends. Devil, you get out of here. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. And he has to go. So don't participate with the lies of the devil. Why? Because he's a liar. Right? So if anything comes to your ear that you know that God would not be telling you, then you just turn it around just like David did. He threatened him, but David turned around and said exactly what he said to him, right back to him. In the name and with the power of God, he defeated the giant. And you can defeat that giant too. He likes to make himself seem bigger than God, but he's not. I want you to know, he's not bigger than God. And so, that's the lesson that I taught you today. And I want you to remember those words that come out of your mouth. Now, how many of you, well, might have already said some of those hurtful words to somebody? Maybe you said hurtful words to your brother or sister or a neighbor or even behind your mom and dad's back. So I want us to repent of those things today. I've had to go back and repent of things that I have said. And so let's just ask God right now, just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for every evil word that I have spoken out of my mouth. Forgive me for serving the devil with my tongue. And I ask you to send out the angels to knock down every evil word I've ever spoken, so that it will not come to pass. Now, I'm just going to call out some evil spirits out of your mouths. I command every evil tongue come out right now. The spirit of having an evil tongue, a critical tongue, a mean tongue, calling people names. I command those ugly spirits to come out of your tongue. The iniquity to come off of your tongue. All hateful words come out in Jesus' name. I speak to every tongue to be cleansed right now. I command the power of the enemy to come out of your mouth in Jesus' name. Words of death, I break your power in Jesus' name. I break every word spoken curse that you've spoken against anybody else or even against yourself. Have you ever said, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm so clumsy. Oh, I'm this or oh, I'm that. Those are word spoken curses against yourself. Don't curse yourself. So I break every word spoken curse that you've ever spoken against yourself in Jesus' name. And I loose the blessings of God to be in your mouth and on your tongue so that the words that you speak will be bless people and not curse people. Okay, and so now say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for every time that I agreed with the devil. Now I just bind I bind the lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I command all lying spirits to come out of your mouth. I command all the lying spirits that stand between you and somebody else and twist your words. I bind the spirit of perversity out of your mouth in Jesus' name. I command it to go. I break the power of the enemy. Lord, I deafen their ears to his voice. And Lord, I ask you to remind them of this word when the devil comes and tells them wrong things, that they will quickly say, no, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you shut up and go. I will not listen to your lies. You know, you can talk to the devil like that. It's okay to do that. In the name of Jesus, that's where your power is. Always remember to use the name of Jesus. Okay? Well, I thank you for letting me share with you today. I hope you got something out of it. Lord, let that seed drop way down and take root and bear fruit in Jesus' name. Y'all want to sing that little song? Do y'all know that song? Oh, the devil is a liar. He belongs in the fire. When he comes to deceive you, his message don't receive. He is a thief. He'll kill and destroy you. But I want to tell you one thing. He cannot win. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.